Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Well, one of our listeners from Lakewood, David, sent in an article. There it is right there, the Denver Post. And it's on global warming, and they talk about all the incidents of global warming over the last half a billion years or so. And so, you know, we don't lose sleep here at Bob Enyart Live over global warming. And you recall that the global warming advocates were saying that we're going to have, you know, the worst hurricanes because of global warming. And so what's with this year? This year, according to government tracking of hurricane activity, tropical cyclone activity, they say so far this is one of the most inactive years for hurricanes in the Northern Hemisphere, you know, the Gulf Coast and all that. For decades, we're ranking right down there as a dud. So much for the global warming hopefuls. They'll have to hope for another day for catastrophic storms. Joe Scott of Pro Life Colorado is here in the studio. Hi, Joe. Welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Hi, Bob. Nice to be here. Thanks. Were on the news. You were on Channel 4 News, Denver CBS affiliate here. Mm-hmm. And it was a report about the Denver Public Schools proposal to distribute birth control and the morning after pill to high school students.
Mm-hmm.
And the reporter said groups like Colorado Right to Life strongly opposed the plan.
Oh, you have a transcript there.
Yeah, I do. I have the transcript. And, mm-hmm. and you were the person that was interviewed.
Yeah, just real brief. It was just a soundbite, right?
It was a great soundbite. You're really good at soundbites, Bob.
Soundbites. Denver reporters over the years, I remember being at court, Jefferson County Court, and one reporter came up to me and said, she said, "Do you ever speak in anything but sound bites?"
No.
Yeah, that was funny. Tell me that quote, and then I'll tell you why she said that.
Okay. You said, "A Denver public school is a good place to send your daughter to become sexually active.
Ooh.
Now the task force wants to make it more efficient. Condoms to the boys, abortion pills to your daughter, get her ready for the next guy to use her. It's called godless education."
Wow.
Almost fainted. I couldn't believe it was on TV.
On TV, on CBS, the Denver CBS affiliate, News 4. Yeah, I remember. They asked if we could stop by, give a comment, and it was... It was like 40 minutes to 5. It was the lead story on the 5 o'clock news.
It was.
So I asked the reporter if we could just, you know, just give a really quick one take and out, because I had a meeting to go to. And he said, absolutely. So I said, "A Denver public school is a good place to send your daughter to become sexually active."
That was the best.
That's a zinger right there,
yeah.
Right? Now the task force wants to make it more efficient. Condoms to the boys, abortion pills to your daughter, get her ready for the next guy to use her. It's called godless education.
And they left it all in. That's why you speak in sound bites.
Yeah, that's right. I recall winning a trial on a spanking when I spanked my stepson, 14 years ago. And this was at the Jefferson County Courthouse. And I actually had lost, and then I won the appeal. We appealed it. I won the appeal. And so a reporter came to me and asked, and she said the typical cliche, meaningless question, "So is this a victory?" But I said, "This is not a victory. It's a random event in a mindless system."
Oh, my goodness.
Right? I had just won a major case. "Is this a victory, Bob?" "No, this is a random event in a mindless system." And then she said, "Do you ever speak in anything but sound bites?" And I said, "You guys have short attention spans, you know? Why would I do that?" But, we're not going to praise the criminal justice system, which is godless, because we won one.
That's right.
You know, don't lose your context. Always keep the big picture in mind. Our public school system is godless. Our government has become effectively godless. Our criminal justice system is godless. American health care system is now godless.
Right.
It's difficult to be a Christian in any of those areas. It's difficult.
Very.
So.
Very difficult.
All right. So anyway, that was worthwhile. But Joe, I guess it's not so bad in Denver. They said that the parents have to give permission.
Oh, so that's not going to happen?
Yeah. I guess the parents will give permission because most of them went to public schools, so they have a very bad foundation. They are handicapped in the matters of right and wrong. They don't know that you don't give your kids, you don't enable them to have sex outside of marriage. But not only that, the boy who gets a condom from the school nurse, you know, he's going to go to his girlfriend and her dad didn't give permission for that boy to get that condom.
That's right.
And the one daughter is going to be pregnant, and maybe she needs a morning after pill. Let's say that. She needs a morning after pill, so her friend who has permission goes to the school nurse, gets the morning after pill, gives it to her girlfriend.
Yeah, because teenagers are not going to be responsible. They're just not, especially in that area. If they're already sexually active, they will do what they have to do to remain that way and not have their parents find out.
Right, and they will lie and the whole bit. So,
you know, I was very interested in that whole piece they did on the Denver Public Schools because they said a task force. They didn't tell us anything about the task force.
Yeah, in the media they did. Yeah, it was Colorado Health Systems and some private foundation. They put together a task force with the support of the Denver Public Schools.
And I Googled a lot of those, the names they had on there, and they're always popping up right next to them, Planned Parenthood. You know, that was very interesting. They go to meetings. There's awards being given. Planned Parenthood gets an award. They get an award. You know, it's just it's the whole same group of people.
Yeah, the usual suspects.
Yeah.
Who want the kids to be sexually active. After all, Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains, in their newsletter some years ago, published this statement. They said, "Our goal as educators is to help students achieve sexual satisfaction before marriage." So that's Planned Parenthood. No surprise.
None.
Okay.
At all.
Speaking of Planned Parenthood and this battle with the Weitz Corporation that's building America's largest abortion facility right here in Denver.
Uh-huh.
Well, we've been protesting at the homes of the Weitz executives, both here in Denver, this is where their Rocky Mountain division is headquartered, but also in Des Moines, Iowa, where their national headquarters is. And at their headquarters and at their executives' homes. And it turns out that Weitz is lying to their subcontractors.
It's true.
We have talked with a few of the subcontractors, and it turns out that they're being told that they're working for a company called Fuller MOB, Fuller 38 MOB. And the permits down on file at the Denver City and County building say this is a United Airlines project.
Really?
Which is just really startling. Now, this is Planned Parenthood and the Weitz Corporation lying to their subs. And I won't give you the names of all the subs we've talked to. I'll just give you one. It's M-Tech Mechanical.
Oh.
But we're talking to others, and we are bringing them packets, meeting with people personally, talking with them, bringing them packets, documenting that they are being lied to by the Weitz Corporation and Planned Parenthood. I mean, that's pretty cruel in and of itself. Weitz has said if any of their employees, they said this publicly, if they realize this is immoral and they don't want to work on it, they have their permission to opt out of this project. Oh, so now they're lying to their subcontractors, getting them to build an abortion clinic without knowing it. So M-Tech Mechanical and a few other subs so far have been lied to, and they're told they're working for, well, if they look up the permits, if they got to get the permits at the Denver City and County building, they say United Airlines. What they're told is that they're working for Fuller 38. Now, it turns out that Fuller 38 was incorporated, created about 2 weeks before they bought this property on 38th, mm-hmm. which is where they're building this Planned Parenthood abortion facility, and they're selling the Planned Parenthood abortion clinic at 20th and Vine. Fuller 38 is selling that. They bought this one, and they're building this, you know, $6 million abortion facility. And so these contractors, these subcontractors, they really have argued with us, and they thought, well, you guys are just uninformed because we're not working for whites on this project. We're not working for Planned Parenthood. We're working for Fuller 38. And look at the permits. They say United Airlines on the permits. Turns out it's all a lie.
My goodness. And I've heard that some of these subcontractors are Christians, serious Christians.
Oh, yeah. Serious Christians. And they're very concerned. And so we are hoping and praying that some of them will go to whites and say, why did you lie to us? Why have you lied to us? And we've also contacted United Airlines. And guess what? They're thrilled that Planned Parenthood is using their name, United Airlines. No, they're not.
No, I'm being sarcastic.
Their first indication to us was that they're not happy about this, if it's true, and they want more information. So, of course, we're providing United Airlines with more information. But this is the first time this has been stated publicly in the media right here, right now on this show on the 50,000 watt AM 670 KLTT, that Planned Parenthood and the Whites Corporation are basically slandering United Airlines for saying this abortion clinic project is a United Airlines project when it's not.
And manipulating their subcontractors.
Manipulating MTech Mechanical and others by saying, oh, this is not Planned Parenthood. This is Fuller 38 MOB, Medical Office Building. You know, in Chicago or Aurora, Illinois, it was Gemini Office Development. Mm-hmm. Gemini Office Development, what does that spell? That's an acronym for
G-O-D.
God. And there's no way they created, Planned Parenthood created G-O-D without realizing they had done that. And I imagine they were sitting around their boardroom laughing and chuckling that all the Christians are against abortion and God is going to build them an abortion clinic for Planned Parenthood.
You know they were.
Yeah, they were.
You know they were.
They were chuckling like that, just like Pat Schroeder and her vulgar jokes in her office years ago. Remember Pat Schroeder?
Yes, I do.
U.S. rep here from Denver.
I remember her mostly from your first 5 days.
The first
Christian fantasy that I ever was 100% with.
The first 5 days of America, the rebirth of America. What would happen if America was taken over or the government became a Christian, Bible-based government? What would they do in the first 5 days? And that's pretty interesting. Okay,
yeah.
Let's see. Gary Megison, this is from the Rocky Mountain News. Okay, October 29th, a couple days ago. Gary Megison is Senior Vice President of the Whites Corporation, Rocky Mountain Division. Megison said he has been upfront with subcontractors on the project about its controversial nature.
I don't think so.
Now, how's that? You know, when people get involved with killing children, you know, telling the truth goes right out the window.
Right.
Because if you're willing to kill kids and to help kill kids and to take blood money, then what's a few lies? Lies are nothing when you're killing kids. And so Gary Megison, you know, from this, we have to take it that he is a liar. And if he's lying to his subcontractors, will he lie to his customers?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Will he lie to building inspectors?
Yes, he will.
Yeah. Will he lie to his employees? Will he lie to his wife? What's going on here? Gary, you're building a child-killing center, and you tell the Rocky Mountain News, Julie Poppin, you lied to her. Gary Megison said he has been upfront with subcontractors on the project about its controversial nature, and we have been in serious arguments with these subcontractors and see as it's dawning on them that they've been lied to.
And American Airlines is not happy about the lie.
Yeah, that's right. United Airlines.
That's right. Absolutely. They're going to, hopefully they'll do something substantial about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to find out what's going on with this lie to these subcontractors. And last night was Halloween.
Yes, it was.
And this is an example of what happens to people who help kill kids. Your life is not what it should be.
No.
And so Gary Megason, his wife, their family, they had a Halloween party at their home last night.
Yes, and we know that for sure.
You know that for sure.
Yeah.
How do we know that? I mean, why would we know?
Because we were there.
We were there. We had a protest. I wasn't there, but we had a protest. And we have told the contractors who are trying to build this child-killing facility that we are protesting at your homes, just like we've done at the abortionist homes for the last 20 years. We don't go every day, but we usually go on the holidays 8 times a year. Christmas morning, you have protesters at your home.
That's right.
You've been there?
I've been there.
I've been there probably 100 times, 200 times.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanksgiving morning, Resurrection Sunday, Easter morning, July 4th, Labor Day, Memorial Day, Father's Day, Mother's Day, New Year's Day. Usually I have hangovers, but we're there anyway.
No.
Not us.
Not us.
The abortionists. Oh. And so we're there, and we've told the Weitz Corporation that for as many years, if you build this child-killing center, for as many years that Planned Parenthood is killing kids at this abortion facility in Denver, Quebec, and 38th, we will be protesting at your home.
And we've been proving it. And I know we've been to Gary Megason's house more than 8 times.
Oh, yeah, just in the last month.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if anyone out there wants to help with this project, and there's all different ways you can help. For example, you could write a handwritten letter to some of the people involved. You could send an email. You could make a phone call. You could come to a protest. You could donate money for a mailing. Every dollar that's been given to this project for Keep Peace in Stapleton, the neighborhood where they're turning it into a war zone, every dollar goes to the project. No one's getting paid for this.
No one.
Right.
And you have to go to Keep Peace in Stapleton to find out the addresses of
the website, keeppeaceinstapleton.com.
Yeah.
And you could get put on our email update where Will Duffy will send you a regular update to let you know what's going on. And some people might want to come to one of these protests.
That's right. Last Sunday, someone I didn't know came in. It's just because she went to the website and I got to know her. She was a pro-lifer in another state, happened to go to the website through word of mouth and was showed up last Sunday.
Isn't that neat? Yeah. I heard there were 55 people last Sunday at 8 o'clock in the morning.
There were a lot of us.
And it's not only Gary Megason's home, but it's also the Richard Haass, the other executives, senior executives of the Weitz Corporation. Remember, they built Columbine High School. They have, someone has sued them for an accusation of racism.
Oh.
And they are basically going to have this legacy for how many years now of Weitz built the nation's number one abortion facility.
And it won't be just Weitz with the legacy, because Gary Megason is building up a stock of information on the internet. And when his grandchildren Google, say, their own name, if they're named after him, they're going to learn a lot about their grandfather, and it's not going to be good things.
Well, yeah, that's...
He's leaving a legacy.
That's a great point. And now what we're also doing, in fact, we could use help with a few different projects underway. And if someone would like to help, you know, they could email, let's say, bobenyartlive@gmail.com. Will Duffy will see that. Bob Enyart, E-N-Y-A-R-T, bobenyartlive@gmail.com. And one of the things we are doing is contacting major organizations that we know are committed pro-life. The kinds of organizations that do building ongoing over a period of decades, like denominations and associations of Christian schools, for example, and the Denver Archdiocese. In fact, the U.S. Conference of Bishops, Catholic Bishops, and the Church of the Nazarene, the nationwide organization, and the Calvary Chapels, and on and on and on. And we're sending them letters and asking them, will you make a commitment? We're not asking you to lead a boycott. Just make a commitment that you, your organization, will not use the Whites Corporation if they build this abortion facility.
Great idea.
Isn't that a neat idea?
Yeah.
And that's low effort on their part because, you know, everybody's busy. But that's something that Archbishop Chaput in Denver, who's strongly pro-life, he can say, you know what? That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
We do build. We build schools. We build churches. We build diocese facilities. We will not use Whites if they build this child killing center.
It's a great idea. It's a great idea. It's easy to do, and there's plenty of other construction companies around.
Yeah. So, Joe, I wanted to ask, did you hear Bob Dornan's endorsement of our video, Focus on the Strategy, yesterday?
Yes, I did. It was fabulous.
He's tremendous. We cut that up into a 60-second spot, and he just encourages people. He's so aggressive. So excited to get that Focus on the Strategy DVD.
And I was impressed that And Then You Can Kill the Baby stuck with him. It got it.
Those
and
everyone, 7 words.
Those 7 words are sticking with everybody. They're getting it. It's so easy to teach somebody.
Yeah, it's like speaking in sound bites.
Yeah.
Any law that says, and then you could kill the baby, is a bad law.
That's right.
And it connects with people, right? Jay Sekulow and Focus on the Family will say, well, you know, you don't have the legal expertise you need to understand this. And you say, well, wait, does it say, and then you could kill the baby? Well, yes, it says that, but you don't understand the historic. Well, does it say, and then you could kill the baby? Well, yes, it says that. Well, not exactly in those words, but yes, it says that. Well, then it's a bad law.
That's right. And it's easy. It's simple. No one's going to have a problem understanding it. It's fabulous.
And James Dobson has just renewed his pledge saying if a politician says that he supports the killing of one baby, he wouldn't vote for him. And of course you wouldn't. You don't do evil. That good might come of it.
Right.
So that's cool. All right, we'll go to the phones. In Denver, Vic, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hello, Bob. Hi, Joel.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
Great. Sarah, what's up?
Just calling in again to say that the first 5 callers can have a free Focus on the Strategy DVD on me.
Wow. Yeah, Vic, now you're a truck driver?
Yeah, I was feeling kind of guilty of making it so exclusive of late.
Well,
so I'm
you've
just
done
anybody
this.
Who calls in.
Yeah,
know.
Vic, you're so neat. You've done this before. You've said, if somebody wants to watch that DVD, I'll pay for it. And so,
yeah.
Vic, you're saying the first 5 callers to call in, 1-800-8-N-YARDS.
Right. That's and I'm saying 5 because I can order them in packs of 3 and I'll get 6 and I keep giving the one I want to keep for myself away.
Great.
So I need another one.
That sounds great, Vic. Thank you so very much.
All right. Bless you guys.
Appreciate that. God bless you. So the phone number to call, and you could do that off the air, is 1-800-8-N-YARDS, 1-800-836-9278. Say, can I have one of those free DVDs? And we will send that out to you, courtesy of Vic from Denver, who's a truck driver.
Right.
Pretty nice of him to do that.
Fabulous.
He's done that, you know, once a month since we released this a few months ago. Okay, so Joe Scott, today an Ethiopian came to Planned Parenthood at 20th and Vine for an abortion.
An Ethiopian couple.
An Ethiopian couple.
And
you know they're Ethiopian because you've interacted with so many over the years.
Yes.
There's an Ethiopian community, and when they get pregnant, they go to Planned Parenthood.
Right, and I asked them. And I talked to them at their car across the street from Planned Parenthood, and the man got really aggravated. He was very upset that I would show him a picture of an eight-week-old baby, healthy baby, an eight-week-old abortion, and ask him not to do that. And he said, stop talking to me. Don't do this. But he put the window down in the car. So I asked him if he believed in Jesus, and he said yes. And he was,
so many of them are Christians.
So many.
And there are Ethiopian churches here in Denver. Evangelical churches.
The Ethiopian evangelical church is very hard on the women who get pregnant and don't abort.
You mean the churches, the pastors,
right,
urge their pregnant single women to get abortions?
They don't say go out and get abortion, but if you show up pregnant, you are completely shunned. And then when the baby's born, they tell them that the baby is sin.
The baby is sin.
Yes.
You just went through this.
No good. I just went through this with
one of my
girls.
Well, what do we need to do with these pastors?
I'm going to contact him. I hope he'll talk to me. I don't know if he will.
So you're talking about one pastor in particular.
Yeah, from a big church downtown.
I imagine he will, and certainly from Denver Bible Church, we would be happy to go talk to him, maybe a couple of the elders of Denver Bible Church.
That would be fabulous, because more and more of these Ethiopian communities are being established around downtown Denver. They go to that church. These people know Jesus. They have a commitment to him, but they don't want to be shunned. Like one of my girls, I had to put her, she's from Aurora and was in that church, and she couldn't go to it. I had to put her in a home in Arvada just to get her through the pregnancy. And so they took the baby back. They were repentant. They said, look, we're getting married. This isn't what we want. And the pastor told her the baby was sin.
Oh.
Devastating.
And of course. Now, sex outside of marriage is sinful and it destroys human beings, but then there is repentance, there is forgiveness, and you don't murder the child to cover up your sin. Reminds me of David murdered Uriah the Hittite to cover up his sin.
Right.
You don't cover up adultery with murder.
She's lonely for her own people and wants to worship with them.
So we have one more minute left. The phone number, people have called in for the DVDs, courtesy of Vic from Denver. The number, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. Joe Scott, what happened to that couple?
Did they
go in for the abortion?
No, they didn't. They left. They were very upset. The guy tried to get the girl out of the car. She would not get out. In fact, he was running around the car holding his ear saying, please don't say this. Please don't say this. And then
he didn't want her to hear it. He was upset.
Yeah.
He wanted her to get out. She wouldn't get out.
Right.
That's pretty typical. The women, three are gone. We have two DVDs left. 1-800-836-9278. Pretty typical. The women are almost forced to go into Planned Parenthood, some of them crying, like convulsing in tears, and you think Planned Parenthood would be pro-woman and say, don't let anybody force you into this. They suck them right into that building, and they kill that baby.
They don't care if it's religion. They don't care what. They're getting the money.
Yeah. So, Joe Scott, thanks for joining us. Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school in Arvada, and kgov.com.